Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We come into God's presence. This time we've set aside for Him, putting aside anything that distracts or captures our attention that would separate it from the primary focus of our time with the Lord, time to turn inward, time to turn towards Him. So let's begin with acts of faith, hope, and love, that those fundamental graces of sanctifying grace, those virtues infused in our souls at baptism and confirmed in confirmation. I believe you're here, Lord. I believe in you. I believe in your truths. I believe in your teachings. And that's why I want to slow down everything else, put it aside, and focus just on you. Because I believe in you. I believe you're here. And I believe you want to speak to me. I hope in you. I hope in these truths that you teach me through your word, that they are the foundation of my life, the protection, the walls, the structure in which I find a home and a defense against external forces that would want to steal and rob my peace, my spiritual life. So I hope in them. I build my life around them. I accept them into my heart like seeds that then bear fruit, multiply. And I love you. I love you, Lord. And so I want my choices, my decisions, my lifestyle to conform and to be an expression of my obedience to you, my love for you, my preference for you above all other things. So the time I set aside right now is a concrete expression of that love. I prefer you over other activities that I could be doing now. And I put you first in this time. I also humble myself. I give gratitude for all your goodness, your kindness, your blessings. Come as a beggar, need of your grace, need of your light, truth. So I give myself over to you and give you full permission to teach, to mold, to instruct, to correct, to enlighten anything that you want, Lord. We turn to Luke 5, 33 to 39, read the passage, imagine ourselves there, and open ourselves up for what the Holy Spirit might want to highlight for our hearts. It's kind of the first indications of where we could talk about, what we could talk about with the Lord. The scribes and the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Well, the disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch the old one, otherwise he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, 'The old's good.'" Jesus, you're giving me here a teaching, so I first feel my mind wanting to understand before I can talk to you about it. And so maybe a more analytical moment of the prayer is to see this first part of the text. The Pharisees come to Jesus with an observation. They point to two examples of the disciples, John the Baptist, and then the Pharisees' disciples, and point to like both of them behave in a certain way. They fast and they offer prayers. And they seem confused or scandalized that Jesus' disciples don't fast or offer prayers in the same way. And then Jesus' response to that observation is twofold. One is he use an example of how bridegroom and his guests behave during a wedding feast. And then also says, you know, it's a now thing, but then later it'll be different. The example of that you use, Jesus, about bridegrooms and the wedding guests is instructive for me. You see yourself and your coming as a feast, as a party, as the bridegroom, as a celebration that's happening. And you're the bridegroom. You're coming to marry a bride, and everyone is a wedding guest, so you're inviting into this feast. So primarily, it should be a celebration. Your coming is a celebration of God wanting to marry his people. That in itself is an image, and kind of the attitude that God has in Jesus speaks to me a lot. You coming to me, Jesus, should be a celebration, should be a beautiful thing, should be no holds barred. Throw out all the stops and embrace fully this relationship, this coming of Jesus, that it should be primarily a celebration and not primarily dour or rules or regulations or behavioral demands. It should be a marrying of God and my heart, an exuberance, a celebration. And I'll admit, Jesus, I don't always live our relationship that way. I often think of the implications, the demands, the decisions, the behaviors, the rules, the what I need to do. And so, Jesus, I'm challenged to change my way of thinking. Be open to a new way of conceiving my relationship with you. Conceive it as a relationship of joy, of marriage, of celebration, of union, of a lifelong love project, exploration, a falling in love with, a joyful commitment to the other who brings me so much meaning and joy and beauty. Maybe a second aspect of meditation, reflection, could be then this new wineskins and old wineskins and the new truth that Jesus is bringing, the new conception about old truths, the new way of looking. And that for this newness to be received well, a newness of my heart needs to happen. That I can't approach you, Jesus, with the same old, same old. And so you're inviting me to put off the old and take on the new that you're offering me, that you're bringing me. Setting aside not the good things of the old, but anything that's old, my way of thinking that would reject Jesus, limit Jesus, filter him through something that says, no, Jesus, you're wrong. What you're saying and asking is not right. Like any way that I would like to leverage the old that I'm used to defend me against the newness of what the bridegroom's bringing me, this new party he wants to offer me, this new wedding feast, this new celebration. If I want to hold on to what I know, no. So Jesus, give me a new heart. Give me an open mind and heart to receive what you want to teach and give me. Not an ossified, closed, frozen, stagnated faith that grasps onto rules and regulations to kind of defend against what the Holy Spirit, the church, Jesus in his word might be inviting me to. Because I don't want the newness you offer me, Jesus, that bubbles up, that evaporates new elements, to be under the pressure of an ossified, kind of sealed pressure cooker that then bursts, and the new and the old is lost. I don't want to be ruined by the energy and power in the, of what you bring to my heart as new. I want to be renewed with it. I want to be new with it. So Jesus, give me that openness of spirit. Continue meditating on these truths. Take it in any direction. The Holy Spirit leads your reflection, dialogue with Jesus. And then at the end, take some time for a resolution. What needs to change in my thoughts, words, or actions today? What's that new thing I can do to reinforce with my choices the truth that Jesus spoke into my heart today? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.